take as little as a couple weeks, but
1 to 2 months.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would. If it would be a little bit tough to get it done by the next, get that and off the other engineering study done by the next meeting.
That's not gonna might happen.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Okay. And obviously, you prepared the original ordinance here just to provide no parking.
Correct.
So obviously, you feel you at least support it, or you wouldn't prepare it, I would think.
Correct.
It seems like a very easy solution to a dangerous situation, and we're, of course, potentially making it more complex. One also that, like anything, isn't necessarily going to be followed and still could lead to a problem going through there. Especially people that regularly travel that road, you don't see the signs after a while. It's human nature. And I'm not asking for your opinion here, Gary, but in general, this new proposal of the signs and the no U-turns and the crosswalk and the studies and all that versus just no parking, based on your many years of experience, do you have a feel for what would be more effective in that particular area?
Well, I'm just looking at it from a highway perspective, not from a park use perspective. No parking signs would be the most effective probably the easiest to enforce, which is the most important thing, is that if a car is parked there and, you know, a deputy can just be on his routine patrol and see what's going on. Things like speed limits, the squad has to physically sit there and watch traffic. It's a little bit, if your situation, a little bit more difficult to enforce. But anything we do is only as good as what it's enforced, because without that, the drivers, particularly the drivers that regularly use roads, tend to disregard those type of warning signs. Again, not from a park use standpoint, but from a highway safety standpoint, the no parking signs would be most effective.
Okay, thank you very much.
Any further discussion? We have a motion on the floor, and the motion is to reduce the speed limit for a certain percentage of feet on Highway KD to put up signs that indicate a consumer crossing or pedestrian crossing, and to put up a crossing lane. That's the motion on the floor.
I don't think it was reduced the speed limit, was it?
To 25, yeah.
It was?
Well, a recommendation from Gary would probably also be in order. I saw a 25. I saw that sign 25 miles an hour on Highway W, just north of the county fair.
Oh, and that wouldn't be an enforceable.
Yeah,
it would be a recommendation. I think that's the motion on the floor. I'm going to, without passing again, I'm going to say how I personally am going to vote on this and the other. Is the way we did it in our minutes last month. I've been involved in this park for over 10 years, and I've been involved on Highway KD for 59. So, at the urgency of the town of Wheatland, I don't think this committee or county should act to deter the use by citizens of a county park. I also do not believe that we should, it's very, very imprudent to start throwing out signs, reducing speed limits. As Mr. Sisma said, we just don't do that. We can't do it. So I'm going to vote against both of these if they come up for votes. I'm just telling the committee where I stand on it. And I think we should stick to the committee looking at alternative plans, but not alternative plans. Is our KD Park master plan, and that's what we should be looking at. We should not be jumping through hoops for any town on a county road unless there's a proven safety issue, and there is not a proven safety issue there. Now, any discussion from the committee on the motion on the floor? If not, we'll ask for a vote. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Do we have, what, two? Two or no? Okay, opposed?
No.
No. You the governor?
No.
Motion fails. So we'll go back. This was open.
I make a motion to approve the ordinance as written for Highway KD.
Any discussion? Do we have a second?
I'll second that just for discussion.
Second by Supervisor Nudo. Any discussion?
I do.
Yes.
Okay, I was reading in the ordinance itself, and I really don't understand what the heck this ordinance is saying. It's just saying, special court in the, on top is about the subject, then the county board of supervisor do ordain as follows, a portion of existing commercial county ordinance section 7.03 on traffic controls is hereby created. And then it goes on section 703 parking regulation. And that's it. Where does that mean? It doesn't say anything to change that to no parking or. Are we missing something or am I missing something?
Do you want me to answer that then?
Yeah, yeah.
Section 703 of parking regulations is the no park. That is the section where all ordinances containing no parking restrictions is. So any description of a highway that's under section 703 parking regulations automatically becomes a no parking zone. And what this description is. It restricts parking on both sides of Highway KD adjacent to the entire frontage of the county-owned property.
Okay, and that goes from County Highway F 6,000 feet north.
From a point 1,800 feet, if you go from Highway F north 1,800 feet, the parking no parking begins.
It's just the length of the county park.
Okay. Now, speaking of the no parking zone itself, where it's probably, yes, it's a problem. However, if we put a no parking sign there, again, that doesn't mean that people are not going to park there. So it's the same thing. They should not have a U-turn. They should not really cross the road in front of another car. And there was a problem, I believe, an accident not too long ago.
I think in June.
In June. I mean, that happens. It's unfortunate, but if every time we have an accident and we're going to change it, I don't know what's going to happen. I think we should still look at it, trying to come up with a better solution. But until then, probably we should leave it as it is.
Any further discussion? Supervisor Kalinske.
Yeah, regarding this ordinance, the reason that I support it is because right now it at least resolves what is being perceived by the experts on staff and by the town of Wheatland itself as a true safety concern. I agree with Supervisor Dodge in that I don't like to, and Chairman Elverman, to restrict or minimize access to a park, but in all reality, this is not an official park entrance, and this is not an official parking area. So what we're trying to focus in on is highway safety without punishing the motorists that regularly come through this area, not restrict or punish people who want to use the park. We do have a master plan in place. We do need to take a maybe expedite another parking area that's closer to the fishing and access area. But in the meantime, we certainly can't ignore public safety for the sake of a few patrons' inconvenience. At least I can't, not good conscience. And so that's why I support this right now. Hopefully, we come up with a much better solution to the master plan, and through that, in the long run, as people realize this is no parking area, it does free up our deputies to stay on routine patrol, to not have to park and monitor speeds and things of that nature. And it hopefully resolves, but not completely, because some people may still choose to park here. The safety concerns that are being laid out before us by the experts that have come here and spoke to us tonight. So that's the reason that I made a motion to approve this ordinance as written. It's easily implemented, it's effective in its result, and it does not cost the county a lot of taxpayers' money to manage public safety. Thank you.
Any further discussion? Throw it over.
I move to table because I don't think it's going to have the votes, and I think if we vote it down, then it's off the agenda entirely. So I think if I'm reading comments right, there's only one vote because the second seconded for sake of discussion. So I move to table. And it's not exactly what we were doing before, asking staff to come up with some alternatives other than no parking the entire stretch of the park on both sides of the road.
Second motion.
Do you have any time frame on this? I mean, I don't want to do this each month.
You what?
No. I don't want to do this each month. So, I mean, if we could, we do have to have a discussion on a parking area. So, I mean.
Well, that could be part of what comes about. Would 60 days be 60?
I guess I'd like to know a little more. Or have a little better direction as to what alternatives you're looking at. I mean, are you looking at doing something in the park? Are you looking at doing something in the highway? I mean, I need a little direction on what to do.
It's not Mr. Sipsma's at all. In fact, in fairness to Mr. Sipsma, you're talking about the experts. He didn't come up with this idea. He was asked by the town of Wheatland. He drafted an ordinance at their request to come to this committee. Mr. Sipsma didn't take the time to decide that this was a dangerous spot. He drew up the ordinance. We have a master plan, so we can either table this and then talk about it each month and have the town of Wheatland come and angrily yell at us, or we can look at our master plan and say, this is what we're going to do. I mean, you can table, but somebody can take it off the table next month.
No, I know. Well, then
you can have
a second for tabling. I don't even know.
You did have a second, yes. Moved by Supervisor.
I'll say table it for 3 months. I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen different in 3 months, but
second.
Sent by Supervisor Dodge. It's a table
for 3 months.
The resolution for 3 months. Any discussion? Supervisor Kliske.
What's being lost in this discussion is this is not a parks discussion. This is a highway safety discussion. So it has nothing to do with the KD master plan. What it has to do with public safety. And you're right, Mr. Sipsma was asked to act on this. But that's why I asked his opinion on whether or not he thought it was the most effective at this point in time. He responded affirmatively. I trust his judgment. We're not talking about the park here. This is not a park discussion. It may have implications for the park, but this is a highway safety issue. And so that's why I support this and won't support continuing to table it, because it's not helping up. Are we going to untable it if there is an accident out there? That's when we decide to untable it? Is that when it's going to be convenient enough to address a perceived and even realistic safety issue that's been reported? There's been incidents. There's people coming here testifying. What's it going to take? Thank you.
Any further discussion? Supervisor Decker.
I just like to point out that Wheatland is going to go to the DNR. DNR put signs up.
That's cool.
We don't have control over taking them down if we don't ever want them in no parking. So it'd be nice if it was in our hands, the county's hands, so we can put them up, take them down, adjust them, do whatever. DNR does it. We got no control over it. What's done is it's theirs, and we can't do anything about it. Just reminding people that.
Good deal. Done. Yes, sir.
Just kind of looking at this, I think we just have to look at the benefit of the whole over just a few people. And I don't want to disregard senior citizens or anyone else who would just inconvenience, but like Elvis has said, it's not the park's property. And then there's the master plan, which will include more convenient access once that develops. And we're just trying to prevent anything bad from happening, helping people in the short term. And we just need to get this done and get out of the way, because there's a lot of other things that, quite frankly, I don't want to minimize the value of human life, but are more important than we need to get to. And that if we can just get rid of that and take it taken care of, I think it would just help everyone here and just make it a lot simpler in the future and just make it easier time for everyone. Thank you. That's all.
Any further discussion on the motion on the floor? The motion is to table for 3 months. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
No. So we have one no?
No.
Two no. The motion carries. You the governor?
No.
You the governor's voted no. Item is tabled for 3 months. Review and approve resolution for the appointment of Mr. Roger Johnson to Kenosha County Traffic Safety Commission.
I received an appointment from the county executive for Roger Johnson to continue on the Kenosha County Traffic Safety Commission. Roger Johnson's been a member for quite some time, been involved in traffic safety as well as many other countywide issues in various positions. I'm very familiar with his work on the Traffic Safety Commission. He regularly attends the meetings, even though they are during the day and a little bit inconvenient. But regardless, he always does attend the meetings and provides comment and information to the issues on the agenda. So I would recommend that Mr. Johnson appointment be approved. I did speak to him on the phone. He had a conflict with another meeting tonight, or he would have come, but I know he did attend previous meetings for his appointment. So I would recommend that it be approved.
I will say to the committee that Mr. Johnson called me today. They said he had a meeting at 7:30. And I said, well, we could probably fit you in, but I'm not sure. And we wouldn't have. He does seat himself. He's a former member of the county board, former member of the Silver Lake Village Board, and I think village president at one point. And he has served very well on this committee. So I told him, if you can't get here, which I said he had a meeting, I said, I would certainly urge your approval. We have a motion.
Move to approve.
A second.
Second.
Second by Supervisor Duro. Any discussion? Questions?
In the past, in all the committees, I made a point that if someone did not show up for his appointment, unless it was a reappointment, which I believe it is now.
That's a reappointment.
It's a reappointment. I would kind of waive that. So based on that, yes.
Any other questions? Not all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? You think over?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution to purchase land for the Ice House Trail extension.
And this this project, ultimate goal of this project on the Ice House Trail is to provide access for the citizens and particularly the residents of the village of Silver Lake from the residential subdivisions directly to the
end of the current Ice House Trail located on County Trunk Highway B. A majority of the trail would be located on village right-of-way, with some within the business park of Silver Lake and some in the residential subdivision at East Dells Road in the subdivision. There is a parcel of land privately owned that would need to be acquired to make this connection. This trail would, the second phase of this trail project would not be possible without crossing private lands. After discussing this with Corporation Council, they recommended that it be in the county's and the village's best interest that that land be ownership be transferred to the county rather than some sort of easement, just for a couple of reasons. One, from liability standpoint, the other from a our ability to construct and maintain a type of trail that we feel is appropriate for the residents' use. So I proceeded to determine what land would be needed. There's some issues with the topography there where we would require a little bit wider area. Some is very flat and we would need a narrow area. We the recommended parcel that for us to purchase is the minimum necessary to construct the trail. We had a survey of that area done and determined it's 0.34 acres of land on the south side of a parcel owned by Michael and Janet Pope. They have a business located there, Pope's. It's like a vehicle repair business. We did do a value study ourselves to determine a appropriate cost for that parcel, and we again on the approval and recommendation of the Corporation Council and with the assistance of the Corporation Council drafted up an offer to purchase. There was some negotiations with the property owner, but we the property owner has signed an offer to purchase in the amount of $21,838. Of course, that's subject to county board approval of the land transfer of the ownership to the county. The Village of Silver Lake Board has addressed this matter, and by resolution with the unanimous approval, they have recommend endorsing both the acquisition of this property and the construction of the trail itself. So what this resolution will do is approve transferring ownership of that property, that 0.34 acres, to Kenosha County, and it will allow me to sign the necessary paperwork to get that accomplished.
Any discussion?
No.
Yes, Supervisor Dodo.
Okay, I see. How do we come up with the value? I see on top there where it says total value $13,970.
There is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 115, 116, 117, 118, 119, 120, 121, 122, 123, 124, 125, 126 there's 10 parcels of land in the Silver Lake Business Park. It's a smaller business park, but there are 10 individual parcels. We looked at the fair market value of each acre. We got that value from the Village of Silver Lake on all of their assessment forms. So we looked at the value of each parcel, came up with an average fair market value per acre, and then we took that average and multiplied the 0.34 acres that we're acquiring by that average, and came up with a total value of the land based on the fair market value of $13,970. Would you like me to continue on that page?
That was okay. My next question. Yeah,
sure. We are landowners under Wisconsin eminent domain law are allowed to have the county have a full narrative appraisal done by the county. It's pretty common. We've done it on two of our recent reconstruction projects, and I took a look at the cost of those appraisals on the most recent projects we've done, and it came out to an average cost for a full narrative appraisal of $2,970. What we asked the property owner to do is to waive their right for that appraisal, and we would split the cost of it. So rather than having them do an appraisal done for $3,000, we said, well, if you waive that, we'll give you $1,500 and it'll save up the county $1,500. So it's kind of a part of the negotiation, you know, waive the appraisal, we'll split that cost with you. So you know, they win a little bit, we win a little bit. And then, so we added $1,485 to the cost of the offer.
And that, you mentioned something through eminent domain. If the property is obtained through eminent domain,
correct,
then the state should require for an appraisal to be done.
Correct.
Are we getting the property through purchase or through eminent domain?
Through purchase.
Okay, so why do we need an appraisal if we're not doing, if we're not taking the property through eminent domain?
We're not doing the appraisal. They have, by state statute, the right to request and the county do a full narrative appraisal. And we have to do it and we have to pay for it. That's a state law.
That is if we're getting through an eminent domain.
No.
But if we're getting through a purchase, we still got to do that?
Yes. So, and they waived that right, so we split the, it's a pretty common negotiation method that we use because it benefits both parties. And then finally, from a security standpoint, we offered to fund the cost of a security fence. It's not something that we're going to require them to put up on their property, but what this does is it takes the burden of any security from between our property and their property. It puts the burden on the property owner and not on the county. We will now no longer be required or responsible to provide any type of method of security between these two properties. So it's a little bit costly for us to do that, but again, it's something that's in the county's best interest because we will no longer have to deal with any security issues because we have paid them to provide their own security, whether they put up a fence, whether they put up a light, it doesn't matter. It's again based on
Corporation Council's recommendation. It's a value to the county to get out of that issue of having to deal with security between people walking on the path and their business. It is a business, as I earlier mentioned. So if you add the value of the land, the half of the appraisal waiver and the fence, it totals the $21,838. The other thing I would like to mention, if I could, and the Popes make no secret of this, they owe $14,702 in back taxes on that parcel of land from the year 2010. They went through a little rough period with their business. They weren't able to pay their real estate taxes in 2010. And so since that time, these continued to have interest put upon them. And they're quite anxious to pay off these $14,702 in back taxes. So of that $21,838 that we're paying them, $14,702 is coming right back to the county for their real estate taxes.
Is that written into the agreement?
It's not written into the agreement, not into the offer to purchase, no. But it... I mean, I guess they could not pay it, but that's, you know, they have to pay it. I mean, if they don't use this money to pay it, they're going to use some other money to pay it, or, you know, they're going to lose their property. So that wasn't a requirement that we could put into the offer to purchase. I don't know if it's a requirement that we could put into, you know, some amendment or something like that, but it wasn't something that we could require at this time.
Well, it should automatically be in the offer to purchase, because they would have to give their property free and clear of everything.
Correct. They would have to pay. So,
yes. Is that a mortgage on the property now?
We haven't done the title insurance policy yet. We don't do that until we know we're going to purchase the property, but we will.
Well, we would have a lien on the property. So they can't sell the property without alleviating that lien. Can they?
Well, I don't know if it's technically a lien. It's back taxes that they owe the county, and I don't know the legalities of this kind of following.
Well, people play the game. You have 3 years, and then they usually pay the one from 3 years ago, and they keep the other two. And then they float into the NASA. So as long as you stay 2.5 years ahead, the county can't take your property. So, I mean, we could have a lien. They could pay a portion. Just saying. President?
Yeah, I just probably this should have been the first question to ask. Silver Lake Ice House Trail.
Yeah.
It is
a trail that connects the Silver Lake Park, which is on the east side of Silver Lake. It's one of our larger parks. Connects it with the industrial park in Silver Lake on Highway B, and then the future plan through the village of Silver Lake and the county is to connect it into Silver Lake itself, with some work done by Silver Lake on some residential streets. And that would connect bike trails that come around Silver Lake. So it is a trail that I know Mr. Ruder reported all last year. We had numerous pictures, and we completed it last year. It's a nicely done paved trail that goes up to Highway B from our park.
Okay, and then by looking at the map, Prior Strip, that would be the main strip there, or the Lotus Drive?
Yeah, the parcel would connect Lotus Drive to Dells Road. So
Otis Drive is the part that's within the business park and has a direct connection to the existing trail. And then Dell's Road goes into the residential subdivision.
Which one would be the main road there, the Prior Street or?
Yes. Lotus.
Yeah. Which one is the main?
Lotus.
Lotus goes out to B. Then it makes a 90-degree curve and turns into Prior.
So that would be considered the main street?
Lotus.
Okay. I'm going to vote against this. Again, it seems like when we purchase something, we always pay top price. But whenever we got to sell something, we just give it away and we don't do anything else. So just for that reason, I'm going to vote against it.
Can I ask Supervisor Decker, since she is really Silver Lake, does she have any knowledge of the effect of this? Will have and has had on Silver Lake and the Ice House Trail?
Well, I have received very positive comments on it. It does run from the beach of Silver Lake Park, north of the lake, in onto DNR property, using basically a railroad, old railroad bed, stops at B. That's where it stops, and then Lotus Drive actually continues basically straight across the street. And it's probably about less than a block, well, it'd be one property, to connect Dell's Road to Lotus Drive. And then people from Silver Lake, the actual residences, the neighborhood behind, like the BP gas station, that whole neighborhood can actually get to Silver Lake or the Ice House Trail and walk all the way to Silver Lake Beach via this trail and not have to walk on Highway C at all, or Highway B. So they would be off from Highway B, which has no extra curving or anything like that to walk on, or any trails like that. So a lot of people would use it.
You would need some type of pedestrian crossing right there, probably painted white on the highway?
They already have a little bike sign up. And I'm not sure, they might have a pedestrian crossings already there, but because I'm so familiar with the road, I don't really pay attention.
It's that.
And it's 25 miles an hour there, or 35.
35.
Yeah, we don't
have a
pedestrian. No, because you can't stop at the bottom of the hill.
But it is only 35 there, so.
So, Supervisor Decker, since obviously you live right here, this would be a nice improvement. Recreational-wise for everybody in the area there?
Yes, because then they do not have to take Highway B and walk Highway B to get to the trail.
Okay.
They can take neighborhood streets and stay off the highway.
Just kind of finish off the trail that Mr. Rudy kind of oversaw. Okay. So
and
just
it actually
the last run and all that.
In front of this business and then to like a park, not a park area, but it's actually like parkland. It's mostly just like woods that the village hasn't developed. My belief is it used to be like the village dump or something, so that's what's underneath there, but it's just woodlands now. And it would connect a dead-end road to it. Not that anyone would drive on it, but it connects straight to a dead-end road.
And Gary, the plan is then this would be just a small trail. It would not be accessible by vehicle?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, it would just be pedestrian and bikes. The vast majority of the people using that trail are pedestrian. Yes. And there's some bikes.
But it's just that because there's a road on one side and a drive on the other. Obviously, vehicles aren't on those, but
we
this would choke it off.
Yeah, we would use some bollards and block it off to motorized vehicles. Yeah, absolutely, because it would be highly popular for driving cars that go through there, so we're gonna take action to block it off.
The only other question I had is, and I'm not sure who I should direct this to, is Mr. Kupfer or not, but where is the money for this coming from? Is it already in the budget?
This is already in the budget.
Yeah, it's in the budget for it.
It's in the there's an area where we have enough money to cover this and the construction of the trail.
It was that under a particular line item in last year's budget, or just?
It's in the CIP. It's called the infrastructure improvement.
Yeah, it's in the highway budget. There's a infrastructure improvements, right away construction, and the funds that are in there. I think the budget's over around $2 million for the year. We use that for paving projects.
And are there any aspects to this that have got to be treated as though it's bike trail or multi-use path or anything along those lines where there'd be additional costs associated with it?
No, there's no special conditions that would be required of it. It would just be a 10-foot asphalt path, and it's a simple path.
All right, thank you.
Any other questions or discussion? So, we have a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve. Resolution to purchase this piece of property to finish off that isosceles trail.
Second.
Second by Supervisor Noble. Motion by Supervisor Skalitsky. Any further discussion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
You the governor?
Aye.
Oh, sorry.
What?
I'm voting no.
Voted no. Okay. So you'll be able to sign that. So, motion is approved. And Mr. Sipsma? Anything else?
I do not.
He hopes so.
This is one of the first times either the budget time that you've taken an hour and a half on.
Yeah, that's not good.
So. Sorry.
No, it wasn't your fault. Thanks, Gary. So there's the original thing. All right, we'll move on to parks. Katie Park Master Plan, I guess we've talked enough about that.
I don't have anything on that. Can I go
right
forward?
Right. Darn. So, John, go ahead.
For August, I attached a few photos. There's one, we had one Eagle Scout project completed out at Bristol Woods. The scout built an observation tower out in the, it's about in the middle of the woods. Yeah. I hiked out there to find it. I can't even tell you off the top of my head what color trails it's on.
But that's complicated. I saw it.
That's quite a tower.
Yes, it is.
Nice post stand.
That's a lot of work.
Nice post.
You know, when he said it, I mean, and the kids love it because it, to them it's a treehouse when they go out there. So we, and I have another Eagle Scout working on a stage for the amphitheater. And he had told me he was all set and ready to go, so I assumed he was going to be started by now, but he hasn't yet. So I don't know if he's still gathering materials or what he's doing, but that's in the works as well. Down at Kemper Center, the bike path started on September 3rd. I was down there this morning, and they paved about probably 500 foot of it, everything from the stormwater outfall that we gave the city the easement for, where the Twilight Jazz is. That path is paved all the way around east of the Anderson Arts Center and 266th Street. Then they stopped there and they went all the way back up on the north side of Kemper and started on the north side of the property and started excavating the trail coming around. What they're trying to do is get the two ends that over here they have concerts and festivals, and on this end they do weddings. And they're trying to get in between, the contractor's trying to get in between Kemper schedules and get those chunks of path finished before they jump back in and finish the center. So that, when I talked with Cicchini, he believes it'll all be done by the 15th. He thinks that that'll all be complete, seated, finished. But he does have some cement work on 66th and an apron and a sidewalk over on 3rd Avenue, and I don't see that getting done as fast, but that won't affect Kemper's schedules. I attached another photo of a WPA project at Pepperdine Springs that had fell into disrepair, and in fact that whole section of trail had, and I had an Eagle Scout approach me that he wanted to rebuild it, but the bridge repairs were beyond him, so I had one of our part-timers that's a stonemason rebuild the railing on the bridge. And I attached a photo of that bridge from 1937. You can see the section of trail with an arbor, and that's what he's hoping to restore the section of trail to look like again to the original 1937 project. Katie Park, we have a contractor painting the inside of the, cleaning and painting the inside of the shop right now. The other thing we were doing there is spraying the Phragmites. around the lake. One of the reasons there we want to get that stopped is, again, because that Phragmites is so thick you can't walk through it, so you can't get access of the lake from a lot of those areas. So we figure if we can get that killed off, folks will be able to walk around the lake as well. Pitt's stream bank restoration at Pitfrank Springs by Area 1. The creek has ate away at the stream bank to the point of where we are in danger of losing the curbing and parking lot. There's not a whole lot there in between it, and we've had this in the CIP for quite a while. The bids went out last Friday, I believe. And the work here with the native plantings and other things that have to go along with it, it's all slated to be done in October. Movie nights. We had the last two movie nights, the one at Silver Lake and the one at Pets, nobody showed up. When you look in the paper, Gateway's doing it, the city parks are doing it, Twin Lakes is doing it, I believe Silver Lake. I think what's happened is it's gotten so common that it's old hat. You know, when we first started doing it, it was unique, but now everyone's doing it. So we're going to try and do something else next year. We're going to change the venue up a little bit. I'll still probably do one at each place, but then, and of course, we do Grace Lutheran for the inner city youth kids too in the summer, but I'm going to cut back on the ones we're doing in the parks and maybe try to do, we're talking about some sort of a small music festival or something, possibly on a Saturday afternoon. And I've attached the Oktoberfest schedule, which is this coming Saturday. I think get a chance, come on out. The weather looks like it's going to be great. And we've got some really good bands, and that's about all I have.
Thank you, John. Any questions for John?
Oh, John, you know, in the stream bank in Pets, do you think the rebuild, how did it? Because you can't pour concrete, right?
Right.
And clearly there's an area that keeps or is washed away. Is it going to be field stone or that's part of the bid process?
Right. I know it's large stone. I can't tell you right now if it's okay. Field stone. In fact, I'm meeting there tomorrow to go have the engineer explain it completely to me, what all is going on, but it will be large stone.
Anything else? If not, thank you, John. We'll move on to golf. HVAC funding. Anybody going to do that? Or
I can if you'd like me to.
Sure.
Yeah, the HVAC systems at the two golf courses have been a problem for the last 2 years. There's, at Brightondale, there's two furnaces and an air conditioning unit. And at Pets, there's a furnace and an air conditioning unit. Brightondale, beginning of this year, we replaced one of the furnaces. It cost us $9,600. At Brightondale, the air conditioning went out. We replaced that this year. It cost $69,000. I'm looking at this spreadsheet here at the golf. And we started the year, we had $3,400 in our HVAC fund. So we anticipated spending $82,000. Well, the furnace at Braindale cost us $15,000, and the air conditioning came in at $48,000. So we've got about $18,000 left over. So we've taken care of one of the furnaces at Braindale, the air conditioning at Braindale. The furnace at Pets is okay. So there's only two possible things that could go wrong, and one of them was the air conditioning at Pets, which did just crap out. Excuse me, which just broke. And the furnace at Brightondale, the second one, is the same age as the one we just replaced. So that furnace is in the beginning of next year's budget, but the air conditioning, we have to repair that. And there's also a unit, it's called an economizer at Brightondale, which controls the flow of air in those furnaces and keeps, I guess it keeps it as cheap as it can. That's what's called economizer. We want to replace that, and we want to replace this year the air conditioning at Pets, which has gone out. We have $18,000. The estimate to do those two things is very close to the same amount. So we'll probably spend it all this year. And then the beginning of next year, we'll replace the other furnace at Brightondale if it's approved when you folks approve the budget. So that, and then all of those five items should be done. And we shouldn't have HVAC issues at the clubhouses. Is that explain all that?
Yes. Any questions on that? We've got it.
No new borrowing this year. We'll just use whatever the funds are we have left over.
We'll fix that pass. Right now, pass is out. They're using the air conditioning from the restaurant, and that's to try to keep everything.
Yeah. And if you ever saw the air conditioner, we probably should have put a picture of it in there, but it's a big rooftop unit. It looks hideous. That'll be gone. We'll put a unit on the ground. It'll look real nice.
Thanks, Jim. So the director's report, everyone's had a copy of that. Is there any questions on that? I should say that Dan's son, it was his first night where the parents went to his freshman year in high school to meet the teachers, and he asked if he could be excused, and he had his report here. And I thought his report, if people read, pretty much summarized. He did say we've had a heck of an August. We are doing quite well compared to where we thought we were 2 months ago.
Yeah, if we get a little rain, it might help.
Oh, no, rain hurts.
No. Things are just drying out, that's all.
No, but people golf when it's dry. We have water. That's why we spend all these hundreds of thousands of dollars on irrigation. Last year, we had our banner year because it did not rain. Any questions on anything from the golf report? Because I know Jim knows the finances here, if anybody has anything. If not, we'll have a motion to accept the golf director's report.
Make a motion to accept.
Second.
Move a second to accept the report. All of the members say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? You the governor?
Aye.
We'll move to facilities.
I'll take it, Mr. Chairman. 60th Street Tower. It's frustrating, but same story, different day. Awaiting National Park Service approval. Was promised to us before. We've told them the urgency. We need to get it on the city council agenda on the 16th. And they've been calling National Park Service. National Park Service says they are processing it. And supposedly now we'll get approval Tuesday. And we told them we needed the latest Wednesday to make it on the city council meeting. Everybody's aware of it. We've put as much pressure as we can. Unfortunately, it's Washington, D.C. KCDC, HVAC controls project. As you know, we lost the HVAC technician, but we Ron set it up to where we're getting a contractor in SMI to do a couple of these and see if our maintenance guys can continue doing them between their other duties. And that's going to start on the 12th of this week. So. Move there, and I'll turn it over to Ms. O'Neill, the Yule House.
The Yule House RFP has been released. The proposals are due from the vendors by September 20th, which is next Friday. I changed the RFP slightly to give them an answer sheet to hopefully make it easier for them to respond. Where they just have to answer questions and sign it and have it notarized and send it in. So hopefully that will be less, convoluted than what they felt it was in the previous edition. So other than that, I really don't have anything to report until after we receive the proposals on the 20th.
That's true.
Yes.
Did you get a sense of how many are there? Just send it out, or do you know how many we send?
We issue it on our website, okay. And then they look at, they can download the information off of the website. I also did do a mailing of them this time around so that they make sure and have them, but I did look before I left the office today, and there were about 11 different people who had downloaded the packet, so that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to respond, but...
It was better than one.
Correct.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Carol. Normally, you would have been out of here about an hour ago, hour and a half. Never worked for Mr. Simpson.
But I'm enjoying it immensely.
Yeah. Oh, did you enjoy it?
That's a shared debate.
Critical facade and roof survey.
Just wanted to put it in there that the county executive has it for, and they're looking to see if it'll fit within the CIP.
Right.
The KCAB waterproofing, nothing completely official, but we've been told that they will try to move forward with the 56th Street project, but, and actually in a way this works for us here, that it may not include the sidewalks, which if they do the sidewalks next year, I said nothing, we haven't received anything official yet, then we can do all the waterproofing all the way around at the same time. So it may actually, them running out of money may actually help us out. Nothing, I didn't get that official yet, but, so it's some good news. The Mary Higgins Frost property is demo's complete and grass is growing as we speak.
Yep, we can also. Thank you, Frank. Any questions for Frank? Any other matters anybody has to talk about?
Quick question.
Yes.
As far as like you think governance being able to make a move to amend or use the parliamentary, like what ability do we have in
None.
That?
None.
Okay. And the other thing it just said
but a good networking knowledge of it is important.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean you could convince a member here to do it. So it's not that you have not. I'm just being a little late.
Okay.
But no, you and you had it in front of you there through discussion and debate, you have a lot.
Okay. Yeah. And one other thing just to and for future reference, I just read this is like when we have a vote, it just says youth members should vote before county board, because it just knows it can be kind of intimidating, like everyone votes one way, we're like, yeah, we're good with that. And so just in the guidelines, it just says that we should vote. For
really?
It.
I didn't know that.
So I just saw that when I was.
Did you know that then?
Yes.
Yeah.
you know, I did, but I don't think any committee does it.
Any committee?
No.
No.
No. Oh, yeah. No, I will now.
Peter, yes.
Yeah.
And last thing.
No one?
Yeah, I was voting first.
Just I was wondering, Thank for God. National Honor Society, we're, I was just wondering if I could count this as volunteer. Not that's volunteer hours. Not, I totally understand. I was just wondering if I could tack sometimes a few extra hours along with that. But if that's not, that's perfectly fine.
I think you should ask the extension, or, you know, if you can. I would assume you can.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely.
Okay. Can I ask your guidance counselor? Who are your advisors?
Okay. Yeah, we haven't had any meetings at for NHS.
But I was being real light when I said that you can convince a lot of things through discussion and debate. Mm-hmm. And someone here could make a motion through your discussion. So you do have plenty of power.
Thank you.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. Second by Supervisor Dodd. Felicity made the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
An area of
aye. Oh, nope. Okay. We're done. Thank you.